This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. A powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake early Monday killed more than 2,400 people in Syria and Turkey and set off a search for survivors amid the rubble of fallen buildings. The pre-dawn earthquake, with an epicenter close to the Turkey-Syria border, was followed by a second magnitude 7.5 earthquake about 100 kilometers north in the early afternoon. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said at least 2,800 buildings had collapsed. Speaking to a meeting of the General Assembly at UN headquarters in New York City, Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his condolences for the families of the victims and said UN teams were on the ground.
The United Nations is mobilizing to support the emergency response, and so let's work together in solidarity to assist all those hit by this disaster, many of whom were already in dire need of humanitarian aid.
Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbas region as Moscow assembles additional combat power for an expected offensive. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's presidential office says at least one civilian has been killed and 10 others have been wounded by the latest round of Russian shelling in the last 24-hour period. Five of those wounded were injured during the Russian shelling of Kharkiv, where shells struck residential buildings and a university. The office adds intensive fighting has continued to rage around Bakhmut, Soledar and Volodar in the Donetsk region. Governor Pavlo Kirilenko says the battles for the region are heating up. The Russians are throwing new units into the battle and eradicating our towns and villages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. China said Monday a decision by the United States to shoot down a balloon that had flown into U.S. airspace was a test of Washington's sincerity about improving and stabilizing China-U.S. relations. A U.S. fighter jet shot down the suspected Chinese spy balloon Saturday as it traveled over the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of South Carolina. The balloon's flight had ended after it had traveled for several days across the continental United States. The White House said the balloon was a surveillance aircraft and called its flight over the U.S. an unacceptable violation of the country's sovereignty by China. China is denying those claims, insisting it was a civilian scientific aircraft that had blown into U.S. airspace by mistake. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Friday abruptly postponed a long-planned China trip originally designed to ease tensions between the two countries. National University of Singapore Associate Professor of Political Science Ian Chong said it is up to the leaders of each country now as to how much further the incident will strain their relations.
Part of the whole reason for the Blinken visit was to make sure there would be communication, a restart of communications that has been broken down precisely to avoid miscalculation and miscommunication. So given that those sorts of talks are not ongoing, the restart of working level communications is not going on, this sort of tit for tat could potentially go awry.
Hong Kong's top appeals court Monday ruled that transgender people would not be required to undergo full sex reassignment surgery to change their gender on their identity cards. The court found in favor of a transgender activist, Henry Edward C., and a person identified only as Q, who appealed to the court last month regarding the government requiring them to undergo the sex change surgery before changing the gender entry on their ID cards. C and Q were born as biological females but identify themselves as males and live their lives as males with professional support and guidance as well as psychiatric treatment. Henry Edward C. said the ruling will make his life much easier.
Simple things like going to a public bathroom is impossible for me because I can't go to a male bathroom and it would be considered a crime of loitering if I used the female bathroom. So now I have a male ID card. It would be a lot easier for me to access gender segregated spaces.
The judgment by the Court of Appeals will have a far-reaching impact on the LGBTQ community in Hong Kong, especially because of many of its transgender members consider having the operation unnecessary and risky. The Organization for Animal Health said Monday Slovakia has reported an outbreak of the highly pathogenic H5N1 bird flu on a farm in the western part of the country. The Paris-based group said that the virus killed about 1,500 poultry birds in the area. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.